Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sharashati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Deshutarine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam Namaskritya.
Naranchaiva Narottamam
Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirai Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nittang Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 8, Narayan Kavacha Shield, Text 32-33. So both are written on the board. So I will just read through the first one, 32, and then together we will recite the 33rd verse. Jathaikatmanu bhavanam vikalpa rahita svayam bhushanayudha lingakhya dhatte shakti shamayaya. Okay. Tenaiva sattamanena sarvagyo Bhagavan Harihi Patu Sarvai Sarupairna Sada Sarvatra Sarvagaha Tenaiva Sattamanena Sarvagyo Bhagavan Hari Patu Sarvai Sarupairna Sada Sarvatra Sarvagaha Tenaiva Sattamanena Sarvagyo Bhagavan Hari Patu Sarvai Sarupairna Sada Sarvatra Sarvagaha Tenaiva Sattamanena Sarvagyo Bhagavan Harihi Patu Sarvai Sarupairna Sada Sarvatra Sarvagaha
Tenaiva
Sattamanena
Sarvagya Bhagavan Hari Patu Sarvai Sarupaina
Patu Sarvai Sarupaina
Sada Sarvatra Sarvagaha
Sada Sarvatra Sarvagaha
Tenaiva
Sattamanena
Sarvagya Bhagavan Hari
Patu Sarvai Sarupaina
Sada Sarvatra
Sarvagaha
Tenaiva Sattamanena
Tenaiva Sattamanena Patu Sarvai Sarupaina
Sada Sarvatra Sarvagaha
Tenaiva
satyamanena
tenaiva satyamanena
sarvagyo bhagavan hari
sarvagyo bhagavan hari
patu sarve swarupena
patu sarve swarupena
sada sarvatra swarga
sada sarvatra swarga
tenaiva
satyamanena
sarvagyo
bhagavan hari
patu sarve swarupena
sada sarvatra swarga
matajis Yeah, it's wise to. Okay. Another one, giving a chance.
Teneva satyamanena.
Teneva satyamanena.
Hare Krishna. So I'll go straight to the translation, not going through the word-for-word meaning. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the living entity, the material energy, the spiritual energy, and the entire creation are all individual substances. In the ultimate analysis, however, together they constitute the Supreme One, the Personality of Godhead. Therefore, those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge see unity in diversity. For such advanced persons, the Lord's bodily decorations, His name, His fame, His attributes and forms, and the weapons in His hand are manifestations of the strength of His potency. According to their elevated spiritual understanding, the omniscient Lord who manifests various forms is present everywhere. May He always protect us everywhere from all calamities. Please repeat after me. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the living entities, the material energy, the spiritual energy, and the entire creation are all individual substances. In the ultimate analysis, however, together they constitute the Supreme One, the Personality of Godhead. Therefore, those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge see unity in diversity. For such advanced persons, the Lord's bodily decorations, His name, His fame, His attributes and forms, and the weapons in His hand are manifestations of this, are the manifestations of His strength, of His potency. According to their elevated spiritual understanding, the omniscient Lord who manifests various forms is present everywhere. May He always protect us everywhere from all calamities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A person highly elevated in spiritual knowledge knows that nothing exists but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, where Lord Krishna says, Maya tatam idam sarvam, indicating that everything we see is an expansion of His energy. This is confirmed in the Vishnu Puran, ekadesha sitak shagner josna vistarini jatha parasya brahmana shaktis tathedam akhilam jagat. As fire, although existing in one place, can expand its light and heat everywhere, so the omnipotent Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although situated in a spiritual abode, expands himself everywhere in both the material and spiritual world by his various energies. Since both cause and effect are the Supreme Lord, there is no difference between cause and effect. Consequently, the ornaments and weapons of the Lord, being expansions of his spiritual energy, are not different from him. There is no difference between the Lord and his variously presented energies. This is also confirmed in the Padma Puran. Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Suddha Nitta Mukta Abhinatta Nama Naminaha. The holy name of the Lord is fully identical with the Lord, not partially. The word Purna means complete. The Lord is omnipotent and omniscient, and similarly his name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and everything pertaining to him are complete, pure, eternal, and free from material contamination. The prayer to the ornaments and carriers of the Lord is not false, for they are as good as the Lord. Since the Lord is all pervasive, he exists in everything, and everything exists in him. Therefore, even worship of the Lord's weapons or ornaments has the same potency as worship of the Lord. Mayavadis refuse to accept the form of the Lord, or they say that the form of the Lord is Maya or false. But one should note very carefully that this is not acceptable. Although the Lord's original form and his impersonal expansions are one, the Lord maintains his form, qualities, and abode eternally. Therefore, this prayer says, Patu sarvai sarupaina sada sarvatra sarvagaha. May the Lord, who is all-pervasive in his various forms, protect us everywhere. The Lord is always present everywhere by his name, form, qualities, attributes, and paraphernalia. And they all have equal power to protect the devotees. Srila Madhvacharya explains this as follows. Bhusha heti dejeshu ajaha tatta chakti pradutena swayam eva vyavasthitaha satyena nena mang devaha patu sarveshara harihi. So, Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militangena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtang Sthapitangena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Tadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Jayatang Surato Pungor Mamamanda Matirgati Matsarvasa Padam Bhojo Radha Madana Mohanam Dibbad Vrindaranna Kalpadrumadha Shrimad Ratnagara Shinghasanastho Shrimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prishthalibhi Sebbomano Smarami Shriman Rasa Rasarambhi Vangshivata Tatasthita Karshan Venusanair Gopir Gopinatha Shriyastuna Taptukanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Bancha Kalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Vacha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibho Namo 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 Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Dishatarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Ghor Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So So Narayan Kavacha, shield. Kavacha means actually shield that gives protection. So here, the shield is being offered and to Indra. And this particular verse is very important. I'll read it again. Or elaborate on the verse. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, living entity, the material energy, the spiritual energy, and the entire creation are all individual substances. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Ishvaraha. So this is actually dealing with the very essence of Vedic philosophy. Living entity, what is the Sanskrit word for living entity?
Jiva.
Jiva. And the material energy, is Bahiranga Prakriti or Bahiranga Shakti. And spiritual energy, Antaranga Shakti. So how many did we get? How many? Like the Ishvara, Jiva, Bahiranga Shakti, Antaranga Shakti. So four. Actually, generally, like these three are the consideration. Ishvara is Ishvara, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Ishvara has three potencies. What are those three potencies? Antaranga Shakti, Bahiranga Shakti, and Tatastha Shakti. Jivas are Tatastha. So, Antaranga Shakti is the spiritual world. Bahiranga Shakti is this material world. Tatastha means marginal. Tat means, who knows the meaning of the word tat? Tat, okay.
Bank.
Bank, okay. Okay, not only the bank. Bank is the land. Tat is the line that is dividing the water and the land. Tata Rekha. Rekha means line. So that line is dividing land from water. You go to that side of the line, it's water, and you come this side of the line, it's land. Right? So jivas are like that. They're in the margin. They're in between the Antaranga and Bahiranga, and they have the ability to either be in Lord's internal potency or in his external potency. So those who are in the internal potency, they are considered to be spiritually situated. Those who are in his external potency, they are materially situated. Those who are in internal potency, they are known as mukta, liberated. And those who are in the external potency, they are baddha or bound. So this constitutes the entire creation. The creation has in totality includes these three. External potency, internal potency, and marginal potency. It looks like so many devotees are coming now. Make some room. So many are standing outside. They won't be able to. Anyway, make some room. Come closer. आगे चले जाओ या नहीं उस तरफ चले जाओ और जो बाहर बैठे हो अगर आना चाहते हो अंदर तो अंदर आ सकते हो अभी पूछा लेट था क्या ट्रेन कोई बात नहीं समर पेड़ आ गया हरे कृष्ण व्हेन डिड यू कम Also today?
Just now.
Okay. Come inside. Can you hear from outside? Okay. So, now this is how the Lord is being described. And now, it is being pointed out, they all are individual substance. They all have their individuality. Entire creation has its individuality. This material nature is not false, as sometimes some people mistakenly consider. Brahma satta jagan mitha. This jagat is not mitha. It is also real. An example has been given in the Vedas in that respect is, this jagat is a reflection. The real tree is there and the reflection is also there. Now can you say the reflection mitha? As a reflection it is existing. So this material world is the reflection of the spiritual world. And as a reflection, it is real. Another consideration comes here. I'm sure all of you know that verse. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnam Evavashishate. This one verse gives the whole understanding. Om Purnam. The Supreme Lord is Purna. Whatever is coming from the Purna is also Purna. That is the spiritual energy. In the material nature, it is divided. Like, something may be Purna, but its part is not Purna. Its part is Amsa. But in the spiritual context, the part also is Purna. Om Purnamada Purnam Idam. The Lord is Purna or perfect and complete. This creation also is perfectly and complete. Because Purnat Purnam Udachyate. Purnat, whatever comes from the Purna is also Purna. And then Purnasya Purnam Adaya, even though the Purna is taken out of Purna, Purnam Eva Vashishyate, remains Purna. Now this actually reminds me of one mathematical concept. How many of you know the concept of infinity? Okay. Let me see properly. How many of you know what's infinity? So many of you do not know what is infinity. You raised your hand? No? Why? No. Infinity? In mathematics, do you have that concept? No? Don't you do mathematics? They don't... Okay. This sign? Right? Like alpha. Not exactly alpha, like somewhat like alpha. This is the sign, infinity. Okay, let's hear the engineers, what they have to say. What is the infinity? Definition of infinity?
Well, in mathematics, we define it as 1 upon 0, and as such, like something which is incountable, something which is not finite, is defined as infinite.
Okay, now what is the definition of infinity? Exactly. You add anything, it remains infinity. You subtract anything, remains infinity. Multiply anything, infinity. Divided by anything, infinity. It remains the same. Now, does it make sense? See, that's the thing, that modern mathematics do not know, or modern concept doesn't know, that infinity is the spiritual reality. The spiritual reality is Purnat Purnam Avashishyate. Purnat Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Avashishyate. Okay, infinity minus infinity. Brajendra Krishna. He said one minus one multiplied by zero is infinity. One upper. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, not minus. Yeah, divided by zero. Yeah. So, but infinity minus infinity? Okay. So you see, infinity minus infinity. Purnat, Purnam Adaya, Purnam Eva Avashishyam. Does it make sense? Although they do not understand it, they do not accept it because no one actually explained it to them. And this breaks all mathematical rules. Mathematical principle is something is detected, divided by something, reduces. Something multiplied by something, increases. Something added to something, increases. Something subtracted, decreases. But here it's constant. So now let's go back to that. So infinity minus 25. Okay. So the material nature, and so infinity minus 25 million infinity. So this material, although the material nature is a part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead remains complete. And the other consideration is, whatever comes from Him is also complete. That's the spiritual concept. Whatever comes from Him is complete. What does it mean? That is being pointed out. The Lord's ornaments, spiritual. Lord's name, spiritual. Lord's weapons, spiritual. Lord's paraphernalia, spiritual. Okay, Lord's creation, also spiritual. To us it appears the material nature is the reflection, but it appears to be unreal. It appears to be material to us from our perspective. Example, the prison. The prison also belongs to the king. Right? It is in the king's kingdom, but the prison is separated from the rest of the kingdom. It's walled. People from there cannot come out. People from here can go there. But people from there cannot come out. But that is also the part of king's kingdom. And those who are imprisoned, to them it is a prison. It's something not free, like the rest of the kingdom of the king. Outside the kingdom, everyone is free, everyone is enjoying. But inside the prison, they are subjected to punishment. Now, those who are in the prison, for them, this is a separate world. But to the king, it is his kingdom. So similarly, this material nature is a part of Krishna's creation, is a part of Krishna's kingdom. But it has been designed for some special people, just as the prison is designed for some special individuals. For whom the prison is created? For the criminals. For whom this material world has been created? Are you sure? Yes, in a way. In simple words, we'll say, those who do not want to accept the Lord's authority. Those who do not abide by the king's law. The king has given the law. Okay, now let's consider. Why did the king give the law? Why the law is there? So that people can live peacefully, happily. Meaning, the laws are there to live happily. Now, if you break the law, you're creating disturbance in the society. So those who are creating disturbance, they are causing a crime. Therefore, they are put into the prison. Law breakers, those who break the law. When they break the law, then they're causing disturbance to the society. Therefore, they're put into prison. Breaking the law means those who abide by the law, they are abiding by the king. He's a lawyer we have in front of us. Isn't it? Those who abide by the law, they're like, we don't have the kings, but now we have, in democracy, we have the state, or we have the government. So those who accept the law, they are accepting the government. Or, to be in simple words, we can say king. And those who don't abide by the law, they are actually defying the king. So that's why they're put into there. Because they are not accepting the authority of the king, they are put into that prison. Now we look at it from that perspective. Those who are not accepting the authority of Krishna, they're put into this material nature. And in the prison, why a prisoner is sent to the prison? Another name for prison house is reform house. Reform means the place of rectification, correction. People have developed a wrong attitude, wrong tendency. Therefore, they are being punished there. This punishment is meant to correct them. It is not that the king enjoys seeing that people are being punished. No. The king is a well-wishing father of everyone. Like the king, an ideal king, considers all his citizens are like his children. So similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead puts the living entities in the material nature to correct themselves. And what is the correction? The correction is to surrender unto Him. Now, does it make sense? What did Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? What is Krishna's ultimate instruction? Right. Mam ekam sharanam braja. Surrender unto me. So that is the whole purpose. And when we surrender, then we are not prison, not criminals anymore. So if we have become free from our criminal mentality, then we won't be punished. So those who are not those who are surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are not subjected to any punishment. Now let's go to another consideration. We discussed many times bhakti lata beej, the seed of bhakti. When the bhakti sprouts, when a seed becomes a seedling, then what happens? It has two leaves coming out. So when one accepts bhakti, two things coming out. What are those two things? Two things happen? No. Kleshagni and Shubhada. Kleshagni. Kleshagni means no more. Gna means destroy. Klesha is destroyed. No more klesha. No more suffering. Why no more suffering? Because you have become good boys. Right? And good girls. So no more punishment. You have become rectified. You have surrendered to the king, therefore no more suffering. And Shubhada. When you surrender to the king, then you don't have to worry about anything. When you surrender to Krishna, you don't have to worry about anything. Krishna will provide you for everything that you need. Shubhada, all auspiciousness. No more suffering and all auspicious. So, so that is the ultimate consideration. You surrender unto Krishna, your suffering condition will be removed forever. And the understanding is, like now we can get it, let's go back to that point. Antaranga Shakti, Bahiranga Shakti, Tatastha Shakti. We all are jivas. We all are living entities. So we are the living entities, we are the jivas, we are the Tatastha, the marginal potency. We have the ability to either stay on the spiritual world or stay in the material world. Now we have to decide. The choice is yours. Where do you want to be? How many of you want to be in the material world? Okay. How many of you want to be in the spiritual world? Very good. Now the decision you have to make. Where do you want to be? Now, if you want to be in the spiritual world, what do you have to do? Surrender to Krishna. And those who want to, of course, none of you raised your hand. I take your word for granted. So, if you want to stay in the, if anybody wants to stay in the material world, what will they have to do? Don't surrender to Krishna. If you really want to stay here, don't ever surrender to Krishna. What is the consequence? That's a different thing. But the simple point is, if you want to stay here, but the point is, if you stay here, what will happen? If you stay here in the material nature, what happens? Material nature is illusory. Illusory means appears to be, but not in, actually not. An example is given in that respect is mirage. Where do you see a mirage? In the middle of a desert. What is the desert? Desert is a place which is very hot and there is no water. So if you are in a very hot place and there is no water, what will happen? Very soon you'll be thirsty. When you're thirsty, then what do you want? When you're thirsty, you want water. And then you see the mirage. What is the mirage? Mirage gives the impression of the water. It gives the impression of the water. And you think, oh, here is water. And the thirsty traveler runs after the mirage. But can he ever get any water out of that? Can he ever quench his thirst? No. That is why, similarly, the material nature is something like that. There is a prospect of enjoyment. But is there any enjoyment? Some illusory concept of enjoyment is there. Oh, I am enjoying. Not I am enjoying. The real consideration is, I will enjoy. Right now I am not happy, but tomorrow I'll be happy. So, like a mirage, one is running after. But does that happiness ever come? In illusion we may think, oh, I am so happy. So therefore Krishna is saying, dukkhalayam ashashatam. That in this place of suffering, if anyone thinks that he is enjoying, then that enjoyment won't last for very long. Ashvashatam, temporary. There are all kinds of arrangements for suffering. Three types of suffering. Fourfold miseries. Three types of sufferings are suffering caused by body and mind, suffering caused by other entities, and suffering caused by natural calamities. Can anybody avoid these threefold miseries? No. And then there are four types of suffering condition. Birth. We may not really remember how we suffered. We don't remember that. But when you think about it, then we can see what a terrible condition before we take birth. Death, that we know, it's not going to be a very pleasing experience. Old age. Those of you who are young, don't wait, don't worry, it'll happen soon. And disease. When you get disease, is it a very pleasant situation? No. How are you feeling, Abhaycharan? Abhaycharan recently had some viral infection. He was speaking to me, his voice was completely, no sound was coming. You're feeling better? Very good. So, nobody can avoid this. Threefold miseries and fourfold conditions of suffering. Janma mrittu jara badhi dukkha doshanu darshanam. The reality is to understand that these are the four conditions of four unavoidable situations for suffering. Now, so, what is the safest way to get out of this suffering condition? Very easy. Surrender unto Krishna. And when one surrenders unto Krishna, he sees how the suffering condition is gone. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande Hari. Does anybody have any question? Yes.
Now, the size of the Paramatma is finite, like, you know, the size of the thumb. So when you give it, like the moment you give him space, is it not that we are limiting the position of Paramatma?
That is just to give an idea. It appears to be like that. If the Lord is Anor Anian, smaller than the smallest, then is the thumb smaller than the smallest? Or you can say the deity in the temple. Is it smaller than his father? No. To us it is appearing to be like that. Just consider Keshagra Shatabhagasya Shatada. If the soul's identity is 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair, and if the Lord is even smaller than that, how small he is. Yet, Mahato Mahiyan is greater than the greatest. The point is, spiritual cannot be measured by material calculation. Okay. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Go ahead.
Unity in the diversity.
Yeah.
Even in elevated situation.
Yeah.
But my question is that in the spiritual world, we see there is some diversity and also in the disagreement also. How can we take this situation in proper way?
At least you don't disagree with anyone. Okay, and unity and diversity actually here means achinta bheda bhed. The living entity is qualitatively one with the Lord, but quantitatively different. That is the concept of unity and diversity here. Here is not talking about the differences of opinion. Okay? What's your question?
Thank you, Maharaj, for the logically and very relevantly explaining all the things. One thing I wanted to ask is, material world we hear again and again is dukkhalaya mashashvatam. But like sometimes when you see this like, big materialistic people, they have all the opulences like richness, money and fame, and they appear like smiling faces. So we become illusioned that maybe they are happy, and we also strive to achieve those things. So because it is like advertisement also.
So run after the mirage. Run as fast as you can. Right. So, as I mentioned, running after a mirage, can you ever be happy? No matter how attractive the mirage is. And then the real point is that when you go to them and see how they are, then they see that although externally it looks like so glamorous, but they are suffering more than anyone. It's like, especially in countries like America, you see that these people cannot sleep at night. They're taking drugs. Unless they take drugs, they cannot. Unless they take sleeping pills, then they cannot sleep. And unless they take some drugs, they can't wake up. They keep going with all these artificial arrangements. Like that reminds me of one Ayurvedic doctor once telling me, quite a famous Ayurvedic doctor, he was treating one family member of one of the richest families in India. And she was a lady. So he asked her, how is your digestion? And she said, no, I can't digest anything. You know, I have to take food, you know, like in such a way. And how do you sleep? No, I have to, she admitted she had to take some sleeping pills. When you wake up, do you pass stool freely? No, I have to drink so many cups of coffee and so forth. And so he was actually pointing out to me that this lady belongs to one of the richest families in India. But still she cannot digest her food. She cannot sleep at night. She cannot, and also she can't, when she wakes up, she feels so groggy. She cannot, you know, clean her inside properly. So with all the money, now consider a person whose digests food, who has a ravenous appetite, eats like he loves his food, whatever he eats, even if it is just some dal roti, and he sleeps very nicely at night. Out of these two people, who are really happy? So money cannot buy happiness. And especially in countries like America, you can see that money cannot buy them happiness. We deal with many, many rich people and we can see, you know, how miserable their condition is. But then when you become a devotee, do you have any problem eating and sleeping? So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, a person who can digest his food nicely, one who has a nice appetite, and one who sleeps at night nicely, he is a happy person. The real happiness actually lies there. So don't try to be happy running after those mirage. Try to be happy with your own existence. And then real happiness comes from Krishna consciousness. Why? Because when you surrender to Krishna, then you become free from anxiety. Krishna will take care. Let Krishna carry all the headache. I don't have any more headache anymore. Right? So that is the spiritual life. Free from anxiety. Vaikuntha. There's a question here. You're sitting here. Why do you have to communicate with me?
Recording.
Oh, it's recording. So how did you get it?
So if you read it, it's better to transcribe the question.
Okay. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisance. Why are the prayers given by Vishwarup discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam even though he is apparently attached to his demoniac ancestor? You see, Srimad Bhagavatam is giving us the understanding of what is what. Sometimes, to see it properly, which is written in white, it looks better in the background of black. Are you familiar with that expression? Seeing things in black and white? Right? Just white may not be visible. But when it's in the background of black, then it becomes more prominent. So similarly, you know, like the demoniac, they're there. The conflict is there. If the conflict is not there, then how will I understand? If Kamsa was not there, then Krishna wouldn't have come here. Right? For Krishna to come here, Kamsa had to be here. Why the demoniac characters have been described? Look at Mahabharata. Like, Kurus, you know, they're the most abominable individual. Their activities have been described. Because in the light of Kuru's activities, the Pandavas' glories are shining forth. Okay, so I'll stop the class now. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare.